This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finland President Alexander Stubb have reiterated their commitment to the rule-based international order and multilateral cooperation with the UN at its core. The India-Finland joint statement following the state visit of President of Finland to India said that both the leaders affirm the deep and enduring friendship between India and Finland, built on a foundation of mutual respect and the values of democracy and the rule of law, as well as commitment to global peace, security and international law. The leaders agreed to elevate the India-Finland relations to a strategic partnership in digitalization and sustainability based on converging interests and mutual benefits. Secretary West and External Affairs Ministry Sibi George has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Finland Alexander Stubb discussed the current evolving situation in West Asia. Replying to a query while briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. George said that both leaders discussed issues of interest to both India and Finland, including West Asia situation. He said both leaders held wide-ranging discussions and covered all aspects of bilateral relationship. He said the Ukraine conflict also came up for discussion during the talks.
Both sides have reviewed and renewed the MOU on environmental cooperation to further the collaboration on sustainability and circular economy, including bioenergy and waste-to-energy solutions, power storage, green hydrogen, as well as wind, solar and small hydropower. The two sides have agreed for joint research calls under implementation arrangement between Department of Science and Technology of India and Business Finland. It would advance research collaboration in areas such as renewable energy, smart cities, hydrogen technologies, waste management, electric vehicles, carbon capture, 5G, 6G, AI, microelectronics and power electronics, etc.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation this morning through video conferencing. Under this theme, 8 different webinar sessions are being held covering 4 major sectors: agriculture, animal husbandry and dairying, fisheries and rural livelihoods. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed governors in different states and union territories. Governor of Himachal Pradesh, Shiv Pratap Shukla, has been appointed as governor of Telangana. Telangana Governor Jishnu Dev Verma has been appointed governor of Maharashtra. Former Bihar Assembly Speaker Nandkishore Yadav has been appointed as governor of Nagaland. Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain has been appointed as governor of Bihar. Governor of Tamil Nadu, R.N. Ravi, has been appointed as Governor of West Bengal. Governor of Kerala, Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, will discharge the functions of Governor of Tamil Nadu. The President has accepted the resignation of Governor of West Bengal, Dr. C.V. Anand Bose. Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Kavinder Gupta, has been appointed as Governor of Himachal Pradesh. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi, Vinay Kumar Saxena, has been appointed as Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh. Former diplomat Taranjit Singh Sandhu has been appointed as Lieutenant Governor of Delhi. A total of 200 more judges from neighbouring Odisha and Jharkhand are being appointed to expedite the process of special intensive revision of the voter list in West Bengal. These newly appointed judges will scrutinise nearly 60 lakh pending cases. According to the Office of the State Chief Electoral Officer, judges will be deployed across North and South 24 Parganas, East and West Burdwan, Howrah, Hooghly, Nadia and Birbhum districts. The Ministry of Rural Development, in collaboration with My Bharat, will launch a nationwide digital campaign titled VBG Ramji Youth Digital Campaign from today. The objective of the campaign is to ensure widespread public awareness about Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rural Employment and Livelihood Mission Rural Act 2025. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India stormed into the final, defeating England by 7 runs in the second semi-final at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 254, England scored 246 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.